Welcome to the final moment of our Lenten Just Hope resource, where we are reflecting on the Jubilee Pilgrims of Hope prayer. We begin by taking a moment to pause and remember that we are in the presence of God who brings hope into our lives. Let's pray the final part of the prayer. To you, our God, eternally blessed, be glory and praise forever. Amen. This part of the Jubilee prayer reminds us that God is the source of our hope. Just like Jesus, the crucified and risen one, we place all our hope in God. This is what gave Jesus the strength to face this week of suffering, which led him to glory. Holy Week is, in fact, the most hope-filled week in the Christian calendar. As we journey with Jesus from that moment of betrayal and accompany him toward his suffering and death on the cross, we know that this is not the end of the story. We know that death leads to resurrection. This is what gave the first Christians hope, and why they could say, "We glory in the cross of Jesus." We can spend time in this Holy Week just being aware that we are walking with Jesus in his suffering, so that we can rejoice with him in his resurrection as we celebrate the Easter Vigil. We can listen for the words of the Easter proclamation, which proclaim, "This is the night." Yes, this is the night when all humankind was freed from the slavery of death. This is why we sing our Alleluia too, in joyful hope. We hope that where Jesus has gone, we will also go. Hope does not disappoint, because hope is a person, Jesus Christ the Lord. How can I accompany Jesus in this Holy Week of hope, so that I can rejoice with him at Easter? Where am I seeing signs of the glory of the resurrection in my life and in the life of others? We pray for all Christians that we may be a sign of hope for our world. Lord, fill us with your hope. We pray for all who are suffering in any way, that they can find hope in the resurrection of Jesus to new life. Lord, fill us with your hope.